No, I'm just going to run through the roster because I haven't done this yet. Now I have the roster. I want to do once in a while. Mayor Edelman. Yeah. Leon Bassin.
He went back to Panama for his brother's wedding.
Oh. Okay. Josh Beer. Jordan Bendison. What? If I'm saying anybody's name wrong, let me know. Nisano Blas. Right here. Avram Batson.
I think he's on
the board. Okay, Yona Braverman. Dylan Breen. Yona Brooks. Ethan Dalva. What? Oh, he's on here. Josh Daniels. Ethan Dubin. Noah Fleeter.
Here.
Moshe Fogelman. Adam Frankel.
Zoom.
Eden Friedman. Oh, he's there. What? Oh, that's Jakey. Who's Eden?
Adam Friedman has COVID.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Jakey, yes. Sage Friedman. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Daniel Greenfield. Jonathan Haberman.
He's also there.
Also what?
He's in Columbia now. He's also
there. Ari Hackler. Jakob Indig. Noam Joss. Sean O'Katz. Am I saying that right?
Yeah.
Sean Clavin. Abby Kroll. Matan Kornfeld. Daniel Levy.
Kurt
Coleman. Oh. Well, seems to be a lot of people. Maybe we should be masked. If guys want a mask, that's fine. Maybe you should be. I don't know. It's hard for me to give Shearer a mask, but Alexander Lyons. I mean, you're not really. I'm more at risk than you guys, but okay. But I'm vaccinated, so. David Mandel. Yishai Mandel. Ami Mashiach. Ari Margolin. Noah Maiman. That's how you say it. Naria Miller. Joseph Mogulner. Tanya Matishin, Yosef Mashayev, Oren Neuwirth, if that's how you say it, Yonatan Olsen, Nathan Payman, Alex Schlesinger, Dovi Schlossberg, Dovi, yeah. Shlomo Schwartz, Ellie Spinowitz, Yosef Teitelbaum, Aaron Wilkenfeld. Okay. Fryan Wurzel. Sally Weiser. Gavel Wolberg.
Yeah.
Ellie Zaghi. Anybody I didn't say? Anybody I'm missing? Okay. If you're not officially on the roster from the REITs office, you should regularize it. You should get it taken care of, because otherwise it's a hassle later on to take care of it. Okay, so let's start places. So I think what I want to do is I want to maybe walk through places quickly, just to have the structure of places and point out a few things. Then we'll come back and we'll do some of the things more, go into some of the nekudas. Maybe I'll speak to places outside first, then we'll read it inside. So Taisa starts off with the question. The Mishnah says, "Hashutin." You know what? Maybe before we start the Taisa, I want to point. Let's take a look at the two Gemaras that are going to be in play a lot in Taisa, and how Rashi learns them. So there's a Gemara in Daftalim and Aleph. We saw this Gemara already once, but let's take a look at the Gemara again. Gemara in Daftalim and Aleph. Gemara says, it's about three quarters of the way down, the middle of the line, by the two dots. Before the two dots, it says, beginning of the line is Asir Benihigi Lutzav Adafna, and then there's two dots, and then Lefichach. So the Mishnah says, Lefichach Hem Nofel HaKesel HaMokim HaVanu Shel Shneihem. So the implication of the Mishnah is, the reason why HaMokim HaVanu Shel Shneihem is Lefichach is because they can be kaifi each other to build a Kesel. Like Tosfos explains at the beginning of our Tosfos, that because they can force each other to build a Kesel, so therefore there's an Anan Sadi that one would not have built the Kesel. Why would anybody build the Kesel unilaterally if you can force the other one to share in the expense? So there's an Anan Sadi. It's highly unlikely that one party built the Kesel entirely on his own. But the Mistav is that they built it together. So Rashi and Tosfos both learn. The Gemara's question is, Pshita, why do I need the Lefichach? Why do I need the Anan Sadi? Even if there would be no Anan Sadi, even if it was not true, had it not been true that they can be Kaifin Zeh, and even had there not been an Anan Sadi and there not been a Lefichach, they would be Chaylik anyway, Misofik. Because we don't know who built it. So why does the Mishnah have to come on? The Mishnah says, because we know they built it together, because there's an Anan Sadi, a Lefichach, but they built it together, that's why they're Chaylik. Even if it was, you don't need a lefichach. The kaisel is a shock. The mokum is a sofik. The kaisel is a sofik. So be sofik. They should be chalkim. Rashi and Tosfos both learn. As far as that goes, that Rashi and Tosfos both share. I mentioned once upon a time, the Rimi Gash is a different shot in the Mishnah entirely. In the Gemara entirely, Rimi Gash learns. The Gemara's question is, the lefichach is pshita. Obviously, if they can force each other, so there's a lefichach. Obviously, if they can force each other, there's a non-sadi. But we're not going with the Rima Gash. Rashi and Tosfos learned the Gemara's Gash is, who needs the Lefichach? Who needs the Anan Sadi? Even had it only been a Sofik, it would still be a Chaykum. And for the Gemara, Lechicha denofa l'shusha t'chad minayim. Yinam yidefanin l'chad l'shusha t'idei. Ma'adatei min avit d'chamit z'mechareo l'varaya kamash b'lon. Gemara's answer is, the Mishnah is talking about a case where it fell into one guy's Rishus. If it fell into one guy's Rishus, so me Sofik, if it was only a Sofik, I would have said, I'm Mitzim Mechareo l'varaya. So therefore, I need the Mishnah to tell me, no, there's an Anan Sadi, and therefore it's Chalkim anyway. Zokt Rashi. So it seems to say in this Gemara that by Nofel L'Shusutach, that had it been a Sofik, if not for the Lefichach, and the Anan Sadi, so I would have said, if it's Nofel L'Shusutach, I would tell myself, I'll have a right. So Rashi says, Pshito, Zokt Rashi, Pshito, the Havonim Shal Shneim, V'afil L'Pasuk L'Niridim Asnisim, Hamelam Deinu Shem Yitchilu Ben Shneim Asua. Even if I didn't have the din of the Mishnah that there's an Anan Sadi, they can be kaif each other. Al kochem ayichalkem b'shava avonim. Of course they would divide it evenly. Shari b'shnus b'shus shneim munochim b'yad mimehem tigber. Because the kaisel is in both of their b'shus, so why should one be kaifer over the other? It's mefurish in Rashi, that in the Gemara's kashya pshito, the Gemara thought, where the avonim lie? When the kaisel fell down, where the avonim lie? In the salkadaitich in the Gemara, when the Gemara is the kashya pshito. Where are the Avonim? Rishus Shneim, in the middle. That's why the Gemara is Pshita, Yishim Chaylik Misafim. It's going to be again to later on in Tosfos. Tosfos learns not the way. Tosfos learns the Gemara's Kasha, the Pshita was even if it fell into one guy's Rishus. Rashi learns the Gemara's Kasha, the Gemara's Salka Daita caused it to fell straight down. If it fell straight down, so Pshita Sheach Leiku, who needs the Lefichu? The Gemara answers, the Teretz of the Gemara, the Rashi doesn't explain. But the Teretz says that it didn't fall straight down. It's not Rishus Shneim Munach. It fell into one guy's Rishus. Now I'm Mitzim Mechaber all over I. So when Rashi learns the Gemara, it's Taka Mavur in the Gemara, that if it falls straight down, then there will be Chaluk Misafik. But if it fell into one guy's Rishus, or they were Mefanit into one guy's Rishus, then already, had it not been for the Lefichach, I would have said I'm Mitzim Mechaber all over I, and he would have been Zeiche. Therefore, I needed the Lefichach to say, no, Anan Sadi, they built it together. So therefore, what am I to make a rabbi? There's no suffix. How am I to make a rabbi when it's a suffix? It's not a suffix. There's an anansadi and a lefichach. That's Rashi. Now that leads to a question, because we have another Gemara in Amud Beis. The Gemara says by chosis, by a bikkah, they don't have to build a kaisel. Therefore, by a bikkah, there's no kaifin zezeh, and there's no anansadi, and there's no lefichach. So by a bikkah, we can't assume that they built the wall together. So the Gemishna says, by a bikkah, if they do build the wall together, so they should make a chazus on both sides, in order that if it should fall down, we'll know that the wall was built by both of them, and the makam of the avonim will be shel shneim. In fact, the Gemara, Amud Beis, by the two dots, A quarter of the way down. The end of the line. Omer. Omer, Omer, Mibazaki, Ravashi, Lo Yasu, Lo Elizev, Lo Elizev. Why do you have to make a chazis for both of them in order to preserve for posterity that they both built the crystal together? Don't make a chazis for anybody. Don't make a, why do you have to make a double chazis? Just don't make any chazis. It'll be a chazis on one side, we'll know that, on Reuben's side, we'll know Reuben built it. It'll be a chazis on Shimon's side, we'll know that Shimon built it. But if they both built it, why are you making a double chazis? Just don't make any chazis. So the chayr pashu pshat, Taisus at least is going to learn, pshat mi yomar is, who needs a chazis? Mi suffik, it'll be chelkim. So what do you have to have the chazis? Why do you have to have a double chazis? Leave out the chazis. So we won't know who built it. Mi suffik, it'll be a chelkim. But that's very difficult, because that's very difficult, according to Rashi, because of course you need a double chazis. If you're not going to make any chazis and you're going to rely that you're going to be chaluk misafik, that means you're going to rely that if the wall falls down, by some miracle, it's going to fall straight down, it'll be b'shushnei emunuch. But how do you know that that's going to happen? Maybe it's going to fall sideways. Usually it falls sideways. Maybe it's going to fall sideways. It'll be one guy's shushus, and I might say mechavei levaraya. So of course you have to make a double chazis. So what's the Gemara's kasha? So we'll see how Taisus learns. But Rashi learns, Zok Rashi, because of this problem, presumably, Rashi learns that that's not the Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara's Kasha, Liyasa Chazes Leilezev, Leilezev, does not mean, don't make any Chazes, so it'll be a Suffolk and it'll be Chalkim Yisuffolk. Rather, what the Gemara means is, where's the Rashi? V'Loyasu Chazes Leilezev, Leilezev, V'Hayish Simen Shiloyasa Echad V'Shaloy, Shiloyasa Yoyasa Chazes Milchutz. Rashi learns, the Gemara's kasha is, let's not make any chazis at all, and the lack of a chazis will be the simon, they both built it together. What do you have to have double chazis to prove they both built it together? The fact that there's no chazis is a raya, they built it together. Had Reuben built it, there would be a chazis on Reuben's side. Had Shimon built it, there would be a chazis on Shimon's side. The fact that there's no chazis, that's good for the raya, shishnei masua. So maybe even if it falls into one guy's reshus, the lack of a chazis is a double chazis. That's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's answer is that we're afraid of a rabbi, that maybe one, if we're not going to build any chazus, then maybe in the middle of the night, one guy will build the chazus on his side. So maybe we have to build a double chazus to prevent the rabbi. But al kaponim, Rashi, you see how how Rashi learns the two Gemaras. There's a tension between the two Gemaras. The Gemara in Amad Aleph seems to say that if it falls into one guy's reshus, without the lefichoch, it will be a meitzim mechaber l'varayim. And the Gemara in Amad Beis, by Bikkel, where there is no lefichoch, the Gemara with base things, who needs a chazus? Don't make any chazus at all. What do you mean, don't make any chazus at all? Maybe it'll fall into one guy's shoes, and it'll be a meitzim mechaber l'varayim. Of course, you have to make a double chazus. So Rashi's approach to deal with that tension, this is a whole different approach, but Rashi's approach to deal with that tension is to say that when the Gemara says, lo yasa chazus lo yilezeh v'lo yilezeh, the Gemara doesn't mean, leave it as a suffix. The Gemara means, lo yasa chazus lo yilezeh v'lo yilezeh, and that itself is the simon, shnei masu. Now, Lefi Rashi is a problem, and this is maybe why Tosfos doesn't want to learn like Rashi. Lefi Rashi is a problem. Because if lack of a chazus is a simon, if that's really true, that lack of a chazus is a simon, shishnei masua, so then we could ask a question. The Mishnah says that if the kaisel falls down, the reason why they split it, even if it was awful shusat dechad for that, the reason why they split it is because of the lefichoch, because they are not decided that they could be kaif each other. Who needs the Anan Sadi? The fact there's no chazis. And the fact that there's no chazis is a raya, shishnei masua. So again, why do I need the lefichuch? Yeah, lefichuch, when I say lefichuch, I mean Anan Sadi. The Mishnah says, because they can force each other, there's an Anan Sadi. And therefore, lefichuch, they can, we know that they both built it together. Who needs the lefichuch? I don't see any chazis. No, look, man, no chazis. So that's a raya, shishnei masua. So, What is the Mishnah Lidl Lefichach? I think that's probably why Taisus doesn't entertain Rashi's chat at all, and Taisus doesn't make any appearance, and Taisus assumes that lack of a chazus is not a simon shishnei masul. The Ramban explains the Rashi's, and the Ramban says that Rashi holds that in a chotzer there's no such thing as a chazus. They were not misakin a chazus in the chotzer. Chotzer is a chazus. We only find the Mishnah chazus by a bikkel. By a chotzer, they were never misakin a chazus. So in a bikkel, lack of a chazus would be a simon. But in a chutz, a lack of a chutz is not a sin. That needs to be for work through. Why weren't they mistaken a chutz in a chutz? But if you ask Luchar, that's what you have to say. Okay, that's as far as Rashi. Now let's start. Now what about Taisus? So Taisus starts off. Taisus asks a kasha. He says, He starts thinking about Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Thinking more about Bikkur. Le'asach Ozus Le'lizev Le'lizev. Taisa understands thinking more Daf Dalet Amud Beis. Not like Rashi. Le'asach Ozus Le'lizev Le'lizev. Doesn't mean that lack of a chosis is a simon shishneim asur. Rather, the Gemara means le'asach Ozus Le'lizev Le'lizev means forget the chosis, leave it as a suffix. Be suffix, they'll be chalik anyway. From there, Taisus proves that in a kaisel, if it's a suffix, the chalkim, even if it fell into one guy's rishus. Because otherwise, what's the worst kashli? Ask the chazus, what do you mean, don't make a chazus and leave it as a suffix? Maybe the wall's going to fold to one side, and you're not going to know who built it. You're going to think I'm Mitzvah Mechayev Alev Raya, and you're going to say I'm Mitzvah Mechayev Raya. So of course you have to build a double chazus so they build it together. It's muchuch. From the fact Gemara wants them to go chazusless, that it must be that even if we leave it as a suffix, the din will be chalkim, even if it was not for the shus of the chad. And therefore, Taisus asks, if that's the case, so why does the Mishnah need a lefichach? The Mishnah says that lefichach, we only split the kaisel because of the lefichach, because of the Aran Tzadeh. Forget the lefichach. In the Bayabikah, there's no lefichach. And you see in the Gemara that Yomisafik, you would split the kaisel anyway, even if it fell into Rishus of the Chav. So that's Taisus' kash. Why do we need a lefichach? Let's leave the, even had there not been an Aran Tzadeh and a Kaifin Zezeh, it would be Chalkin anyway, Misafik, even if it fell into one guy's Rishus. So why does the Mishnah require Lefichach? Yeah, this leads Taisus into a side alley, which is, Taisus says, one second, that's true. If the Kaisel fell into one guy's Rishus, it's still Yachayku, Misafik. What happened to Hamaitzim Chaver Alav Haraya? Why is that different than a Machlef Parah B'Chamor, where you have a Sofek when the Parah gave birth, and the Gemara says Lechsi B'Shusu Deman Kaima, the Gemara answers the Kaima Ba'agam. So you see that when you have a Sofek in one guy's Shus, and it's in one guy's Shus, you say Hamaitzim Chaver Alav Haraya. Or for that matter, you have the Gemara of Bayis Valia. You have a Bayis Valia Shenoflu. You have a two-story house. One guy owns the second story, one guy owns the bottom story. The house fell down. And now you have rubble. And some of the stones are whole and valuable, and some of the stones are broken and not valuable. And the Gemara over there explains that the Bnei Rishus Rabim took the rubble and put it into one guy's Rishus. And the Gemara over there asks, V'lechsi Rishus of the Man Kaima. Let's see in whose guy's Rishus it is. And whoever's Rishus it is, Hamayitzim Chereval Avarai. So you see that even when you have a suffix, but if it falls into one guy's rishus, somebody's in the chaver alav harayah. So how come over here by kaisel, taisus medayik and gemara by bikkur le'yasech chazus le'lezeh ve'le'lezeh, that if once the kaisel is a suffix, even if it falls into one guy's rishus, it's still yachleiku. Why is that different? Why is the gemara in dalam and beis? Why is that different than the gemara in abayis v'aliyah and the gemara b'metzia about machlof parah b'chamor? Obviously, Lefi Rashi is not a kasha because we saw Rashi learns the Gemara Dalam and Beis differently. That the Gemara, when the Gemara by Bikkur said, let's not make any chazus, the Gemara didn't mean it'll be a suffix. No, a suffix is bad. Maybe it'll fall into one guy's shoes. The Gemara meant the lack of a chazus is itself a simon. So Lefi Rashi, according to Rashi, the Gemara Dalam and Beis, the Taisus starting with this is off the table. It's not relevant. But Lefi Taisus, it says in the Gemara Dalam and Beis that by a kaisel, even if it's a suffix, by a Bikkur where it's a suffix, and there's no chazus, it's still yachleikum. You could get away without it. If it wasn't for Amoyim, who were going to sneak in the chazus in the middle of the night, if it wasn't for Amoyim, you could have in a bikkur, you could build a kaisel, you wouldn't need a chazus, either the kaisel is going to fall into one guy's rishus, it'll still be a chleiku. So why is it different than Gemara Nabayis Vali, and why is it different than Machlof Parah B'Chamor? A ask the Mashal and the Maram, what's the kasha b'cha? The Gemara in Abayis V'Aliyah, when the Gemara in Abayis V'Aliyah asks, V'lech Zibra Shusha D'man Kaimu, how come by Abayis V'Aliyah they split the stones? Why don't we take a look at whoever's the Muxik? The guy who's the Muxik should get the better stones. But the Gemara, this is a Teretz. What's the Gemara's Teretz in Abayis V'Aliyah? There's two Teretzim, but the Teretz that is relevant right now. The Gemara says a Teretz. Shut from the Kapti Adodi. The Gemara answers. The Gemara over there asks, why does one guy not become a muksuk? And for the Gemara, Shutfin lekapti adodi. That by Shutfin, there's no amaitz in mechaber elavar. Rashi over there explains, because by Shutfin, the guy into whose reshus the rubble is placed, since there's Shutfin in the rubble, he's mashal his karka for the storage of the other guy's share in the rubble. So mele, it's not in his reshus. Okay, it's a joint reshus. Ask the Mashon Maram. So what is Tais? What's Tais's kasha? Here also the Shutfin. So Kaisel Shutfin. At least there's a tzad at the Shutfin. So if there's a tzad at the Shutfin, so how do you say Amaisi? So there's no. So that's why there's no Amaisi Mechaber. Maybe that's why, even if it fell into one guy's shoes, there's no Amaisi Mechaber Levarai because Shutfin Lekapti Adoti. Why didn't Tais answer that? What's Tais's kasha Mecha? So they both answer that it's different. In the case of Abayis V'Aliyah, we know that the Shutfin. We know that the Shutfin. The suffix is who owns the whole Avonim and who owns the broken Avonim. That we don't remember. But we know that the Shutfin. Shutfin, the Kapti Adonim. In the case of by a Kaisel, Alzeg Gufan Udonim. That's Gufan Suffolk. Are they Shutfin? Or maybe one guy built the Kaisel. The guy into whose rishus is falling wants to say, since Hamaytzim Chayel Varai, he wants to say that his claim is that he built it alone. His claim is that he built it alone. So his shutum lekapti adod, he's not gonna help me. He claims that he's not a shutum. Saying this right. Right, yeah, that's what they say. Now, here's a sofer shutfas. Shutfas and kapta dodi is where we know that the shutfas. Here we don't even know that the shutfas. That's a sofer. Are they shutfas or are they not shutfas? So here we don't say shutfas and kapta dodi. They point out, Rashi and Daphtal and Madalif, there's a hagod there from Rabbeinu Chananel, Loshen Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel needs a holy mudvol by itself, and we'll get to that sugya in Daphtal and Madalif. But he mentions the idea of shutfas and kapta dodi. But the lashon of Rabbeinu Chananel, it's also the lashon of the Rif, milsa the yediyah b'shutfin l'truvayu, something that we know that they're both shutfin in, even though it's in one guy's reshus, he can't say it's mine because shutfin l'kapti adon. You see, Rabbeinu Chananel, the Rif, they have the lashon milsa the yediyah b'shutfas. So the mashal, the maram say, you see that shutfin l'kapti adon is only when it's in milsa yediyah b'shutfas. By bias v'aliyah, it's in milsa the yediyah b'shutfas. Here it's not in milsa the yediyah b'shutfas. So here you can't use shutfin l'kapti adon. Sakapanim, so Taisus asks the kasha. Where are we holding the Taisus? So Taisus asks the kasha. Again, we're still on the side, this side, in the structure of Taisus. Taisus starts off the big kasha. And the Mishnah says, Lafichach, why didn't you need Lafichach from Dabdalim and Beis? It's Mukhut that even Misof, they would be Chayukin, and even if it fell into one guy's Rishos. So that's the big kasha of Taisus. Before Taisus comes back to address the big kasha, he has a side issue, which is, why is that true? Why is it saying that Dalan with base that if the Kaisel is a Suffolk, Chosisless, it's still Chalkim, even if it's Chalkim, even if it fell into one guy's Shus, why is that different in the case of Abayis V'Aliyah, where we say that if it's that Amaisim Mechaber Olav Araya, why is it different in the Machlok Parah B'Chamorah, where we say Amaisim Mechaber Olav Araya? And answers Taisus, that is not the same. That there's a difference between Tfisa La'ach Shinei Lera Sofak and Tfisa Kaidim Shinei Lera Sofak. In the case of Abayis V'Aliyah, when the Abayis V'Aliyah were standing, we had no Sfekas. We knew who's in the Abayis, we knew who's in the Aliyah. The Sofak came about when the house, when we found the rubble. And we find the rubble, we encounter the rubble when it's ready in one guy's shoes. It's not so clear to me why isn't the Suffolk Gadol in the Rishus HaRabim, but our component Tais assumes that we look at it as if the Suffolk presents itself in one guy's Rishus. When the Suffolk presents itself in one guy's Rishus, so then I'm Metzim Chayol HaRai. Since one guy is already a Muslik, Bashas latest a Suffolk, so he's the Muslik and he keeps it. The same thing by Machal Parah B'Chamor. When did the Suffolk come about? When the Parah gave birth. When the Parah gave birth, it was already a Suffolk. So the thing presents itself to us as a... The Suffolk is noiled in one guy's Rishus. So then, Amotzi Mechavei Olav Araya. Masha'enkin over here by the Kaisel, when the Kaisel was standing, it was already a Suffolk. Because Taisus posits that even a standing Kaisel between two Shotvin, we look at it as a Suffolk. It's a Dror D'Mamayna. The Suffolk's not when they start to yell, it's my Kaisel. Even when the Kaisel was standing, we had a Suffolk. It was a Suffolk to us. It's a Dror D'Mamayna. Remember, Taisel Dror D'Mamayna means, but later on the same, he's Suffolk with Basin. It was a Dror D'Mamayna, even when the Kaisel was standing, whom does the Kaisel belong to? So when the Suffolk was Nailud, it was no. Now, the Ksoi says why this is true. The Ksoi says, why is that a draw to my mind? I see a Kaisel, I think it's a Suffolk. Arpa's not a draw to my mind. I see a boat in the river, I don't say it's a draw to my mind. We saw the Gemara in the Flamed Hay. Now, we don't say Arpa's not a draw to my mind. I see a boat in the river, Mechatase, it's a Suffolk. I mean, I don't know whose it belongs to. You know, I based on, we don't know anything about it. We see a boat in the river. We don't know who it belongs to. That's not called a Suffolk. I don't know who the boat belongs to because I don't know who all the boats in the world belong to because I'm not a register of boats. But that doesn't make it into a Suffolk. So why is this a draw? Why is this a draw to mine? Why is it a draw to mine? Yeah.
Can you say that in the case of Shutfin, similar idea that Rashi is by Oaks but different here, where Rashi says the two people are Oaks on a talus, so it's as if they have 100% lead on the entire talus, right. Therefore they have conflicting ownership of the talus. So do I should then when we build the wall together. It's not that I own my half and you own your half. It's that we both have a full lien on this entire wall.
Yeah, but I don't know that that's true. That they both built. If I knew that they both built the kaisel together, it wouldn't be a Suffolk. I see a kaisel. Maybe Reuben built it. Maybe Shimon built it. Maybe they both built it. Why should I look at it? I mean, why should I entertain sfeikas? Why should I look at it as a Suffolk? It's like anything in the world that I don't know who it belongs to. Maybe the boat in the rivers also belongs to Shutfin. Maybe it belongs to one guy. Maybe it belongs to another guy. Maybe it belongs. I don't know who it belongs to. So why is that a Suffolk? A Suffolk is when a Dror D'Mamayna is a case like Machle Par B'Chamar, where the Par is. It's a little bit unclear, but even by Machle Par B'Chamar, it's a Suffolk. Like maybe if we knew all the information, we would know when it was born. But I don't, some of that's called that we see the Par already as a Suffolk. We see the Leid as a Suffolk, since there's a uncertainty. The par and the chamor at a distance. The mashiach is a chamor and the latest par are happening at a distance from each other. And obviously, the mashiach is a chamor affects the status of the vlad. So that's a matzav that I see, based and sees it already as a suffix. That I have a par that's changing ownership because of something that's taking place somewhere else entirely. And the same day that it's changing ownership, it gives birth. So that's a matzav that already based in lechatchil, even if nobody would talk about it, based and would see it as a suffix. But why is this Kaisel a Suffolk? Yeah, so this is a side issue. Mamish is a side issue. I'm not sure I'm going to get back to this issue at all. But that's the Kaisel's are. Why is this called the Dror D'Mamayna? But, yeah, you say.
That Dror D'Mamayna is specifically a case where, given everything they agree about, they can be only two owners. Like, by the boat, like, if I say it's mine, you say it's yours, you take out our time, it could be anyone's. But by the count, we both agree that we did this Chalipin. We both agree that only the two of us. Your two, it's between our properties, so it can't belong to a third guy. It's only between the two of us.
Yeah, if that's interesting, without cold water, would that work in all the cases? Let's say Shnei Shtar say Esim Yem Echad. That's the Chayr, not a Dror D'Mamayna. And it's also really only two people. But I don't see it as a Suffolk because Mechatesa, if they were here, maybe they would tell me which one was which. Later, yeah, you know, I want to go back to this. I don't want to get bogged down in this. We're getting bogged down in enough things as it is. I really want to do an overview of Taisus. So Akapanim, where were we holding? Now I forgot where I'm holding. I'm actually really putting this all on the board. If you have, I made an outline. Well, I corrected it a little bit. I sent that just a few minutes before she. I sent the corrected version. If you have the outline, it's a good idea to follow inside. So, right. So we're in this. So Tosis, we're still in the side show of Tosis. So Tosis proves something about Abdallah and Medbeis that if it's a Suffolk by a Kaisel Litzchelkin, even if both of them are guys Rishus. Why is it different than Abayis Valiyah? Why is it different than Machla Parah Bechamar? So Tosis is a Yisai. Because the difference between Fisa Kaidim Shanayla Suffolk and Fisa Lachash Shanayla Suffolk. When the Suffolk presents itself and it's already in one guy's Rishus, that's how much in the Chimera Lavarai. That's the Gemara's over there. Over here, the Suffolk presents itself when the Kaisel is standing. And at that point, already the din is yachleiku. You know, if you would come to Beis Din, then the din would be yachleiku. And the din is be'etzim yachleiku, because there's already a suffix, there's already chal, now there's a din of yachleiku. Even if it never came to Beis Din. But be'etzim, the suffix was there, and the din of yachleiku was there. Now that one guy is teifusid, lo yafsid ha'achei koichei. That's loshon, teifusid, lo yafsid ha'achei koichei. Once the suffix was chal, before anybody was a muxuk. So, and it was chal din of yachleiku. So even if later on one was teifusit and became a muksuk, or it went into his, fell into his rishus and it became a muksuk, the other one's not mafsid his kayach, and the din remains yachlik. So here, I mentioned already last week, the Kuntus Sveikus asks, what's the pshat? Shitus HaTosis B'chol Mokrim is that even when you have a muksuk mamish, if the other one is teifus with a tainus bari, so he becomes the muksuk. Meaning, Muxokas does not require that you be the muxuk from the very beginning. You could be a muxuk, you can come, you can be a Johnny come lately and also become a muxuk. You could have a case where Machlapar Bechamar, the suffix was noiled in one guy's Rishus and he became the muxuk. And then if the other guy grabs it away with the tiny bar, then he becomes the muxuk. Even though the suffix wasn't noiled in his Rishus, the suffix was noiled in the other guy's Rishus. It doesn't matter. There's no such requirement. Hamaitzim Mechaber Olav Raya does not require that the suffix be noiled in your Rishus. The Tosfos says, Amaitzim Mechaber Olav Raya can go back and forth. Whoever gets it last, he's the guy who's Amaitzim Mechaber Olav Raya. So the Yisoid L'Chor is not true. You see that it's not true. That there's no such requirement that for Amaitzim Mechaber Olav Raya, the Suffolk has to be noiled in Yerushus. Even if not, you could become a Muxuk later. So the same thing. So why by Shnayim? Why over here by a Kaisel? Fine, there was a Suffolk and there was Yechleiku, because there was no Muxuk. But the Suffolk was. But later on, one guy's Tosfos said, or it falls into one guy's Yerushus, so now he should become a Muxuk. Look, what's the difference? If Tfisa helps, if one guy's already a muksuk, let's say, one guy's already a muksuk, it still helps to be taifas from him, and now you become the muksuk. So what's the difference if it was nobody's rishus, b'shasa sofik? And so we said yachleiku. But later on, when one guy grabs it, he becomes the muksuk, and now we should say, amaisim mechaber olav harai. So the Kuntus Sveikus himself wants to say that in Echanami, this Tosis holds Tfisa doesn't help. You have to, in order to be a Muxuk, the Suffolk has to be noiled in your Rishus. And once you're the Muxuk, that's it, nobody else can become a Muxuk. And all the Tosis said elsewhere in Shas, they say that Muxuk, Tfisa with Tainz Bari helps to become a Muxuk, and not like this Tosis. It's anyway Machlekes Yishayim. So this Tosis is not like those Tosis. But then he brings from his brother, Rav Chaim Kahn said, no, it's not necessarily so. La'olam, this Tosis agrees that even if one guy's a muksuk, the other guy can be teifusid and he can become the muksuk. But if it's the din is yachleiku l'chadchilo, where the din is yachleiku l'chadchilo, then tfisa afterwards doesn't help. What's the pshat? So he says it's a svar. That's such a clear svar, but he says it's a svar. That when you have somebody's a muksuk, the suffix was noiled in somebody's resource, so we pass in Tamaitz Mechavel of Araya, and now you teifus it from him. We're not changing the psak. Lo yishtana adin. The din before was Tamaitz Mechavel of Araya, and the din is still Tamaitz Mechavel of Araya. So that could go back and forth. But here, where Bishas latest asofik, nobody was a muksuk, and we pass, and the din is Yachleiku. We pass in Yachleiku, even if we didn't pass in Yachleiku, but the sofik was already noiled, so the din of Yachleiku was already chal. Once the din of Yachleiku was already chal, lo yishtana adin. So we can't change the din now because your teifus it. The din can't change from yachleiku to hametz mechaber olav harai. That's Rav Chaim Kahn's svar. The svar itself is not so clear in svar, but I pointed out already a couple of times that it's l'chor. It's a beferish teisus and kufay. Teisus kufay amid aleph says mamish disyisaid, because teisus kufay amid aleph asks the kasha. First of all, Tosfos in Kufay Amud Aleph, first of all, is miyasid an equation. that Hamaisim Mechaveil of Araya equals Kol Dolim Kvar. Because since Taisus holds that Hamaisim Mechaveil of Araya can go back and forth. So even if one guy is the Muxik, the other guy can be Taifus, it was the Tainus Bari, and he becomes the Muxik. And since Kol Dolim Kvar, Taisus holds also goes back and forth. That's Taisus Shita in Mitzvah Davov and elsewhere. That Kol Dolim Kvar also goes back and forth. Not like the Rosh, that we don't want them to be called Yemei B'Meribah. So it comes out, Hamaisim Mechaveil of Araya, Hainu Kol Dolim Kvar. Every time you say Hamaisim Mechaveil of Araya, in effect, you're saying Kol Dolim Kvar, because one guy, the guy who has it, until the other guy is Goyver and he grabs it back. But that's exactly what Kol Dolim Kvar looks like. There's no visible difference between Kol Dolim Kvar and Hamaisim Mechaveil of Araya. That's the background. In fact, Taisus Akasha. So how come the Gemara in Daf Lamed Hey asked the Kasha that how can Rav Nachman by Arba say Kol Dolim Kvar? Why is that? By Machle Par Bechamor, Sumcha said Yachloiku. So Taisus and Lamed Hey, everybody asks, what are you asking from Sumchus? We don't hold like Sumchus. We hold like Chachamim. I'm Meisim Mechaveil of Araya. So Taisus the Teretz, yeah, we hold like the Chachamim that I'm Mechaveil of Araya when there is a Muxuk. But when there's no Muxuk, like by Arba, then we don't find that the Chacham argue on Sumchus. They're called Olam Gvar. That Yachloiku read. So therefore, Sumchus and Chachamim have a side Machlokes. Does Kol Olam Gvar Meitzi from a Muxuk? You know, I'm saying it, can't keep saying it. Sumchus and Chum have a side much like this. Is Yachleiku Meitzi from a Muxik? Momen Amutul Basafik, Sumchus says is Chelkin, and Chacham say, no, Momen Amutul Basafik is not strong enough. The din of Yachleiku is not strong enough to be Meitzi from a Muxik. But by Arba, there's no Muxik. So there probably everybody agrees to Sumchus that the din is Yachleiku. And that's a Kashan of Nachman who said, called Dolan Gvar. That terrace makes sense if you assume that Hametzim El Raya is something else than called Dolan Gvar. So then I understand the kasha. Chsumchus and Chum have a side machlekes. Do you say Achleiku, or do you say Hamaisim Mechaber Olav Haraya? But nobody said Kol Dolim Kvar. Sakar Rem Nachman says Kol Dolim Kvar. But now that it turns out that Hamaisim Mechaber Olav Haraya, Hainu Kol Dolim Kvar, so the Gemara's kasha altogether makes no sense. What's the machlekes Sumchus and Chachamim? Sumchus says by Machlepar Bechamar Yachleiku, and Chachamim say Hamaisim Mechaber Olav Haraya, which we could translate into Kol Dolim Kvar. So it's a machlekes chachamim sumchus. Sumchus says yachleiku. Chachamim say kol dolim gvar. So what's the kasher of Nachman? Rav Nachman also says kol dolim gvar. Exactly the same thing as Rav Nachman is like the chachamim. What's the gemara's kasher b'cha? Answers Taisus. Then it's ain't a dime. Chachamim say hamaisim mechaveil of haraya. Chachamim say hamaisim mechaveil of haraya in a case where the suffolk was nailed in a situation of chazaka. So then, Hamaisim Mechaveil of Haraya, Hainu Kol Dolim Kvar, and they could go back and forth. But the case of Rav Nachman is a case where the Suffolk was noiled before anybody was a Muxuk. If the Suffolk is noiled before anybody is a Muxuk, then the Din, the Gemara asks, then the Din ought to be Yachleiku. There, everybody should agree that the Din should be Yachleiku and not Hamaisim Mechaveil of Haraya, and Memele not Kol Dolim Kvar, because that's the same thing. And that's the Gemara's kasha of Nachman. The Gemara answers Dorah Demayim. There's a difference in Dorah Demayim and not Dorah Demayim. But the Gemara's kasha was, yes, it's true that the Chachamim hold that when the Suffolk is Noilid B'Shusoi, we don't say Yachleiku, we say Hamaisim Mechaveil of Araya, which is a polite way of saying Kol Dolim Kvar. But that's where the Suffolk was Noilid in one guy's Rishus, so he became the Mufsuk, and then we say Hamaisim Mechaveil of Araya. I know Kol Dolim Kvar. Once we say Hamaisim Mechaveil, Hamaisim Mechaveil of Araya, then we're saying Kol Dolim Kvar. But in a case like by Arba, where the Suffolk was noiled, it was a nobody's Rishus. Nobody was a Muxuk. Then the Gemara is saying, then the Din ought to be Yachleiku. And once the Din is Yachleiku, then nobody could grab it. Because if somebody could still grab it, then Hainu Kol Dolim Kvar. Once the Din is Yachleiku, nobody could grab it. And that's why the Gemara thinks that there's a problem with the Nachman. The Gemara answers that where there's no Dvar Dimamayna, then we could say, then even when there's a Suffolk, we could say, we could allow one guy to become a Muslim, but by a drawer of the mind at least. So Akaponim, it's that Taisus Lechara saying Mamish the side of Rav Chaim Kahn. When the Suffolk is noiled in one person's Rishus, then we say Hamaitzim Mechaveir Olav Haraya equals Kol Dolim Kvar. But then we say Hamaitzim Mechaveir Olav Haraya. But when the Suffolk is noiled and it's not in anybody's Rishus, then the Din is Yachleiku. And once the Din is Yachleiku, then we don't say that Tfisa helps. Because if Tfisa would still help, then Hainu Kol Dolim Kvar, and then what's the kasha of Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman said Kol Dolim Kvar. That's the same thing as Rav Nachman said. That's the same thing as if Tfisa helps even after Yachleiku, then Yachleiku is Kol Dolim Kvar. We started off in the middle, but then it's called Olam Gvar. So no, what did Nachman say? Called Olam Gvar. So like, what's the Gemara's caption? Obviously, once you say Achleiku, you don't say anymore called Olam Gvar. So it's Mamish. It says in Taisus Kofei exactly the same story. That's what I. One of the reasons why we did the Gemara, wanted to demonstrate this, that it's Mavur and Taisus that Rav Chaim Cohen is right. That Taisus is going over here, even if Tisa helps, and you can go back and forth with the Muxokus. But that's where you when the suffix started off in one person's reshus, then we say amaitzim mechavel of haraya, and then you can be taifas it back and forth amaitzim mechavel of haraya haynu kol don gvar. But where the suffix starts off as a where the suffix starts off in nobody's reshus, like by arba or like kaisel, the suffix is not in anybody's reshus. Then the din is yachleiku. Arba the din is not yachleiku for a different reason, because it's not a dura d'maina, but kaisel is a dura d'maina. So then the din is yachleiku. And Tais holds that a kaisel is a dar d'mayin. So then the din is yachleiku. And once the din is yachleiku, then you don't say anymore. You don't say anymore amitzim mechel v'raya. You don't say anymore kol don gvar. Besides, what's the svar? I mean, what's the svar? If you could become a muksuk after, if you don't have to, what's the svar? If you could become a muksuk later, so why can't you become a muksuk after the din was passing yachleiku? So if Chaim Cohen said a svar lo yishtan adin, hard svar to understand. What's the svar lo yishtan adin? We'll come back to that maybe to understand better the svar. Okay, fine. So that's the end of this side parenthesis in Taisus, this long excursus about Tfisa Kaimish Neila Nesophic, Lachish Neila Nesophic. That was in Taisus, that was a side thing. But now let's get back to Taisus' main question. Taisus' main question is that bottom line is it says the Gemara Davdalah Nun Beis by Bika, where there's no Anansadi, there's no Lefichah, there's no nothing. Misophic, it's Yachaiku, even if it fell into one guy's reshus. So, in fact, Taisus, so how come in our Mishnah we need a, why did the Mishnah need a Leficha? Who needs an Anansari and a Leficha? Answers Taisus. In a Harami, it's a very good question. It's such a good question that the Gemara asked the question. And he reads it into the Gemara in Daftal and Aleph. That when the Gemara in Daftal and Aleph asks on the Leficha Pshita, the Gemara means, not like a Rashi that the Gemara thought that the Kaisel fell straight down in its Mishnah Munach. No, the Gemara already knows that the Kaisel fell into one guy's Rishus. And that's, but still the Gemara has Pshita. Who needs the Lefichach, even if it fell into one guy's Rishus, but it's Tfisal Achash and Eilat HaSofik, and it should still be Yachleiku. And all of that can go into the, will be Machnas into the Gemara's Kash of Pshita. If that's the Gemara's kasha, then what's the Gemara's teretz? What is the Gemara in fact answer? After when the Gemara has pshita, what is the Gemara in fact answer? The Gemara has pshita, lefichach pshita. What's the Gemara's teretz? The nafal is just the chad minayim. But Taisa learns that's the kasha. The Gemara in the pshita already knew, in the kasha already knew that it fell into one guy's shus. It doesn't help. It's pshita tfisach shnei v'nasofi. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The nafal is just the chad minayim. Answers. Novel is just a chavinai doesn't mean just that it fell into one guy's reshus. That we do in the pshita too. The Gemara's teretz is that it was shah harbe. So this is the lie in Taisus. It's to situate itself in the Taisus. Umetaritzri. You have it in Taisus? Umetaritzri. About halfway down Taisus. A little bit towards the end of the line. He says, that's the Gemara's Kasha Pshita. Kedepirish Bekuntris, meaning Rashi also, we're saying it's not Kedepirish Bekuntris. Rashi learned that it fell straight down. He means, but this much it's like Rashi, that the Gemara's Kasha is, who needs the Lefichoch? Even Misofik, they will be Choket. Not, for example, like the Rimagash. The Rimagash learned Pshita meant, the Lefichoch is obvious. So Taisus, no, that's not the pshat. The Gemara is not asking the lefichach is obvious. The Gemara is asking who needs the lefichach. They should be chaylik misafik, and that's going to appear shbukuntus. But Taisus goes further than Rashi that I feel like possible dinim astisi b'chilim and shneim asur ba'karcham yechaylik mishava. I feel nofel shushu dechabinayu k'nimuchach ba'gavi bika. The Gemara's kasha pshita is even if it fell into one guy's shushu, it's still pshita. U'mishani the Gemara answers lechichah the nofel shushu dechabinayu pirish v'shol harbe v'shol b'shusay harbe. What does Shobishus Harbi make a difference? Ma'ad Tema came in the Shobishus Harbi Nehemne Shasai Kuloi He says, by Shah Harbe, what changes after Shah Harbe is that now he Katayna Lakachti. And if Katayna Lakachti, then he Katayna Banisi. So it's not so clear in Tosfos, first of all, why by Shah Harbe could he Katayna Lakachti? What changed? What changed now that he Katayna? What did Shah Harbe give him they didn't have before? We had that before too, but it's Lachas and Elidah Sofer. So what changes by the Shah Harbe? So the Chayu, what Tosfos means, is what he explains later on, after he has the Kashim and Bais Beliyah, we'll come to in a second, that by Shah Harbe, the fellow should have been Makbid. The other guy should have been Makbid, he should have spoken up. From the fact that he didn't speak up, there's a Raya that it must be that it really belongs, that it belongs to this guy. In the Lashon of Tosfos, it's Sosum. And Mr. Shem, in the near future, I want to suggest that's not what Tosfos means at this point. But let's say for the time being that that's what Tosfos means. That what Shah Harbe gives me is a raya from the fact that the other guy didn't scream. Very very reminiscent of what? Not that the Rebbe's learning Babas, I don't know what's Prakim you're learning. Chesgim Lashonim, Midali Micha. If you're in the field for 3 years and nobody said anything, nobody said boo, so raya must be that it's your field. So here also, Shah Harbe, the guy should have said something. Meila. So the guy should have said something. So the fact he didn't say anything is a raya that it's yours. So therefore, so maybe Katayna Lakachti can say that you bought it. Once you can say you bought it, so you can say that you built it with a migoy that you could have said Lakachti. This kasha goes mamish to the heart of the Tosfos, like all of the Kregis kashas. The Kregis kasha is never peripheral. Who needs a migoy? If you're telling me that Shah Harbe Psaraya Mitli Micho, the guy is a raya, so he can tie it whatever he wants. So he can tie it Benisi straight. I built the kaisel. I was a Sufik. Yeah, it was a Sufik, but now I have a raya. Like, what does he have to come on? Why does Tosfos have to say it in such an elaborate way? Since it's Shahabe, so now he has a raya from the fact that the fellow wasn't a meicha, so he could tie in a lakachti, that I bought the abonim later. And since he could tie in, he bought the abonim later, so maybe he could tie in a banisi migud a lakachti. Forget the whole migud. At the end of the day, you're coming on to the raya from the Shahabe, that the Shahabe is a raya migud limicha. So if you have a raya that it's yours, so you can say many ways that it's yours. Maybe it's yours because you built it. Maybe it's yours because you bought it. Maybe it's yours because I don't know. Maybe you wanted. Who knows why it's yours? But the midalei micha is the right that it's yours. Yeah. So that's Rabbi Kleger's kash. That's where I'm left Tali Chub. Said a whole stick of clarity to answer I sent you once upon a time. We'll see various ways to deal with Rabbi Kleger's kash. But that's mamish in the heart of this thesis. What does need the migud for? Kapanim. So that's the start. It was Shah Harbe. Since it's Shah Harbe, that's what the Gemara means in the Abdalad. Leitzricha de Shah b'shusay Harbe. So again, let's read the Gemara now in the Abdalad and Adalad. Let's read the Gemara in the Abdalad and Adalad through the eyes of Tosfos. So the Gemara asks Pshito, who needs the Leficha and the Anan Sadi? Even Misofik is Pshito that they're Chalkin, even if it fell into one guy's Rishus. Because the fact that it fell into one guy's Rishus is not going to help, because it's a Tvisa Lachash and Eilera Sofik. The Sofik was even when the Kaisel was Kayim. If the Sofik was when the Kaisel was Kayim, so it was a Chaladin of Yechaliku. If it's Chaladin of Yechaliku, so even if the world falls into one guy's Rishus, you can't say anywhere, Amos in the Chayel of Araya, because the Din Yechaliku was Chalo Yasad Acha Kaifer. And that's the Gemara's Kash of Pshito. So again, who needs the Lefichoch? Even Misofik should be Chalkin, and even if it fell into one guy's Rishus. The Gemara answers, Leit Shichot, the Nofel Rishus of the Chaminai. Taka fell into one guy's shoes. But not only did it fall into one guy's shoes, but it fell into one guy's shoes and it was Shah Harbe. Now that it's Shah Harbe, Poshe Pshat, the place doesn't spell it out. And I'm going to claim maybe that's not the Pshat. But meanwhile, Poshe Pshat, Shah B'shus Harbe means, so now he has a Raya Midalei Micho. Once he has a Raya Midalei Micho, so he could tie in a Banisi Miga Dela Kachti. Craig ask when he's the migoy. Taina banisi with the shaharavit. But akapanim taisus has it in the signet of migoy. Why can he taina migoy banisi migoy de lakachti? You can taina migoy. Why shaharavit? You can taina banisi migoy de lakachti. And that's why, if not for the anansadi and the lefichoch, he would win with the migoy. By shaharavit, he could taina banisi and he would win with the migoy. So I need the lefichoch to come and say, oh, no. Yes, you have a migoy. That's true. You have a migoy. But it doesn't help because it's a migoy b'mocha meidim. Because anan sadi that they built it together, because why would one guy build it if he could pay for the other one? So it's important to stress. This whole migoy is only, this whole migoy that Tosfos is introducing, that if it's shor harbe, he has a migoy, ketayna banisi, migoy de lakachti, that's only without the lefichoch. That's goof what the Gemara is saying. That's why the Gemara is answering, I need the lefichoch. Il moli the lefichoch, by Shoharbe, you would be able to keep it with a migod, banisi, migod ilokachti. But since it's a lenan ansadi and a lefichoch, that they did not build it separately, that one didn't build it on his. Now, since there's an ansadi and a lefichoch, that they did build it together, so it doesn't help that he has a migod, that he has a migod, because it's a migod, but mocha made. Who are you going to believe, the migod or our own ansadi? Which field? Let's make a case that we'll stick to all the time. The wolf fell into Shimon's rishus.
So Reuven doesn't have a claim. Reuven doesn't have a
migo. That's the case. It fell into Shimon's rishus. Okay. If not for the lefichoch, Shimon would win with a migo. Because Shimon katayim lekachli.
Reuven has no claim
to draw
this.
What?
Reuven has no
claim. Yeah, because it's sitting in Shimon's Rishos and Reuven wasn't Mecha, so it's a Raya that is Shimon's. It's a Suffolk. Il moli de lefichoch, how would I look at it? I would say it's a Suffolk. It was a Suffolk. It would have been Yachleiku. And even after it fell, it would have been Yachleiku. But now it's 6 months later, and Reuven still hasn't said anything. So we say, oh, Reuven didn't say anything. Shavu Shosha Havi. It's a Raya that Reuven must have. It must really be Shimon's, and therefore Shimon could say lakachti, and since he could say lakachti, he could say banisi migod lakachti. Again, Rabbi Krager, obviously we keep staring at Rabbi Krager's kasha. Who needs the migod if he has a, if there's a raya that it's Shimon's, the fact that Reuven didn't say anything, so let him tie in a banisi straight. Nakapan tezkos banisi migod lakachti. So that's what would have been without the lefichoch. Comes along the lefichoch and says, no, because we have an anansadi that they built it together. So therefore, Reuven cannot tie in a banisi because banisi runs against the anansadi. It's worth saying, lefitoisus, what if he said lakachti? What if Shimon didn't say banisi? He said lakachti. Then he would win. Because Sharab is a raya. So he has a raya that is his. And he tie is lakachti. And that's not against the anansadi. The anani is that they built it together, but there's no anansadi that Shimon didn't buy the abonim later. That's I don't know if it's in Tosfos, but everybody, but it's the old Lachayim. I mean, that's a Poshen Tosfos. Avada with Lakachti, he wins. He has him, the Lakachti is a good Taina. But he wants to win with Banisi Migo de Lakachti. That he can't do because it's a Migo Mamoka Meitev. That's what the Lufichu says. Fek Tosfos Akash. So now Tosfos has a problem. So far, so good. So now we figured everything out. Yes, Tosfos. One second. By Shaharbe. So you're telling me, Psavar, that Shaharbe is a raya. Since Reuben was quiet all these months, Shaharbe is a raya that it belongs to Shimon, and therefore Shimon Kataina Lakachti. And since he Kataina Lakachti, I would have said he Kataina Banisi also, and therefore the Lefichuch says, no, but it's a Migum Mokumim. So all of this is built on the fact that Reuben's silence is a raya that belongs to Shimon, and that allows Shimon to taina lakachti or banisi migod lakachti. Ask Tosfos, one second, what happened to the rule that should from the kapti adodi? What do you mean Reuben was quiet? Of course he was quiet. Reuven says, you know, I was quiet because I'm a shutif. That's what shutif is supposed to do. They're supposed to keep quiet because shutif lekapti adon. is it? So Tosfos answered, no, but by Shah Habi is different. Kilo Olam Liakvet. Sure, Shifun Lekapti Adodi, within reason. But not 6 months later. Shah Bishus Habi is already outside the realm of Shifun Lekapti Adodi. So therefore, Reuven's silence, by Shah Habi, Reuven's silence already is right. But again, let's go back half a step. Tosfos' question was, what's the right for the fact that Reuven was quiet? Shifun Lekapti Adodi. There's a question, there's an obvious problem. Maram asks, do we know that the Shutvin? No, Azeh Guf Anadon. That's good for the Sofer. We don't know that the Shutvin. We saw earlier in Taisis to tell you that you only say Shutvin Lekapte Adoni by a Milsa the Yadir B'Shutvis. But not by a Sofer Shutvis. So how can Taisis, what's Taisis' problem for Shutvin Lekapte Adoni? Remember the Maram, the Mashal, so they were Mechichet from Taisis at the beginning. Taisis at the beginning, when Taisis first said that the Kaisel, even if it falls into one guy, when Tyson was dying from the Gemara Abdalim at Beis by Bikla, the very beginning of Tyson was Mechir from the Gemara Abdalim at Beis, that if it's a Sufik, it's Yachleiku, even if it falls into one guy's Rishos. And Tyson asked, why? What happened to Abai Yisraeliyah? What happened to Machlet Bar B'chamor? What happened to Maitzim Mechaber Lev Araya? And Tyson invented a very fancy terrorist. There's a difference between Tfisa Kaimish and Eilat HaSufik and Tfisa L'Achsh and Eilat HaSufik. What did he need it for? Maybe there's no difference between Tfisah Shneilat HaSafek and Tfisah Lach Shneilat HaSafek. All the same. But the reason, if the Kaisel falls into one, just, of course he doesn't become a Muxer. Shutfin Lekapti Adodi, like the Gemara says in the Bais Feldir. Who needed, why does Taisus, who, I'm just repeating, because it's already been a while. So, Taisus at the very beginning, his whole source for this chiluk that Taisus is making between this distinction that he's making between Tfisa Kodim Shneilat HaSafek and Tfisa Lach Shneilat HaSafek, it all came out of the fact that Tosfos had a problem. And by the Gemara, by Bikka, Dalam Beis, it's Mukhuch, that even if the Kaisel falls into one guy's Shus, it's still Chalkin, Misafek. What happened to Amaitse Mechaber Elav Arai? What happened to the Gemara in Abayis Feli Amaitse Mechaber Elav Arai? From there, Tosfos was Tosfos Shbar, Tosfos inferred his, he said that there's a difference between Tfisa Kodim Shneilat HaSafek, Lach Shneilat HaSafek. What's the Kashan? Asked Mashalim Ram, they all asked, what do you mean? What's the kash in the first place? Shutfun Lekapti Adodi. The Gemara says, the Gemara in Abayis Feli asks, let's say Bishusu Neman Kaiman, and it answers, Shutfun Lekapti Adodi. Rashi over there explains, he's Mashal Mokim. The Shutfun, for the Shutfun, whose Rishus, the Avonim fell, is Mashal the Karka, the place where the Avonim fell, he's Mashal into the Shutfun, so he's not a Muxim, so there's no Amaisim Mechaber Leverai. So what's bothering Taisus? He asked from Abayis Feli, but in Abayis Feli itself it says the answer, Shutfun Lekapti Adodi. So that's why the Gemara in Daf Dalet Amud Beis says that even if the Kaisel fell into one guy's Rishus, but it would still be Yachleiku. So the Mashal and the Maram both answered, it must be that Tosfos holds that the din of Shutfun Lekapti, the Yisoid of Shutfun Lekapti Adodi, we only say when it's the Milsi Diyadi of Shutfun, when we know that the Shutfun, like by Abayis Feli. But if Alzek Gufan Adonim, we don't know if the Shutfun in the first place, that's Gufar our Sufik, then you don't say Shutfun Lekapti Adodi. So now, fast forward to the end of Taisus. The Taisus is talking about Shah Harbe, and he should be Zeich with Shah, and by Shah Harbe, he can tie in the Lakachti, by Shah Harbe, he has a Raya, Midle Micho. Taisus says, what do you mean? Shutfun Lekapti Adori. What's the Kasha? Shutfun Lekapti Adori? That's why Emil Sidi Yadiyah B'Shutfus. Here's not Emil Sidi Yadiyah B'Shutfus. So the Maran answers that here it is the Milsi Yadiyah B'Shutfus at the end of Taisus, because here we're going after the Levich. So everybody points out, the Maram's a Pella. I mean, I don't want to say it's a mistake. We'll call it a Pella, but it's a Pella. Because it's not true. We're not talking after the Levich, we're talking before the Levich. Taisus is explaining the Maram Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, when the Gemara said Pshita, which Taisus explains means, even if it fell into one, as it shows, it would still be Chalke Misafek. Who needs the Lefichach? And the Gemara's answer is, no, we still need the Lefichach. Because if it was Shah Harbe, then if not for the Lefichach, he could tie in the Lakachti, because it was Shah Harbe and Midalei Micha, and Banisi and Miga the Lakachti. So therefore, I need the Lefichach to say, no, but it's a Miga B'Mokam Eden. So the fact that he could tie in the Lakachti is before the Lefichach, not after the Lefichach. So the Maram and Teres Maram is not a snisht. So then it's the steer and Taisus. What do you do with Maram's? The Maram's kash is a very glaring kash. Yeah, so that we'll take up next time. There's a very interesting text from Rav Shmuel Rizovsky. You could die to see inside in the Shuri of Shmuel. If I have a chance, I'll send it to you, though. And I don't actually have the safer, so it may not be so easy. But if somebody, or maybe somebody else, if you have which will, I think this must be here, but I have it in my notes. I don't remember where it is, but a Muslim is here. Could I see, because it's very, very negative. It comes from many of these ladies we've been talking about. Right. So bottom line. So where are we holding Tosis? Everything's good. Everything is good. Tosis says that if it just falls into one guy's rishus, that's fisalach shanayla, that's sofik. Then you don't become a muksuk. That's the gemara that dalad and base. That's why the gemara says lo yasek chazus leilu zev leilu zev. Who needs a chazus misofik? Even if it falls into one guy's rishus, it's a fisalach shanayla, that's sofik. It's still yachleiku. And that's the Gemara. So why do you need the Lefichach and Agamar? Why does our Mishnah need Lefichach at all? Why not just say Chayuk Misafik? That's the Gemara's Kashim Dalar Medal. Pshita means, who needs the Lefichach? They should be Chayuk Misafik, even if it fell into one guy's Yishus, because it's Tfisal Akshon Ayla Rasafik. The answer is, the Gemara, Lechicha Denofa Lishus of the Chayman Ayla, which means that he was Shah Harbe. Shah Harbe already, there's a Raya Midulay Mikhur. Again, Taish didn't say those words, Midulay Mikhur, and that it's a Raya, but Shah Harbe, let's say he means that it's a... The words that Taish just says is by Shah Harbe, you can tie in al-Kachdi, and once you can tie in al-Kachdi, you can say, Benisi Migad al-Kachdi. It doesn't explain the Chathilu why by Shah Harbe you can say, you can tie in al-Kachdi. But the Chayim assume that he means, because you have a Raya, Midulay Mikhur. Like Taish says, Behemshech, when Taish asks, one second, what happened to Shutfun Lekapti Adadi? What do you mean Sha'arbi is a Raya? But Shutfun Lekapti, what do you mean Sha'arbi? But Shutfun Lekapti Adadi? And the Tosis answers, but v'chila oilum le'yakbid, if it was Shah Harbe, then Shutfin are makbid ha'adodi. And that's presumably why Shah Harbe is a Raya, because since Shutfin are makbid, and he wasn't makbid, so it's a Raya that is his. That's where you see, that's what Achayim assumed in Tosis, that he's going with the Midulay Mikhur. In other words, in the Seder of Shat and Tosis, when Tosis first answered Shah Harbe, he explains the Gemara, what's the Gemara's teretz? It means it was Shah Harbe, and therefore you can tie in al-Kachti and Banisi Migad al-Kachti. So at that point, Tais didn't say a word about Kepedah, he didn't say there's a Kepedah and that Zerai and Midla Micha, he didn't say any of those words. But the Chayim assumed that's what he means because of the next step in Tais. When Tais asks, one second, Shah Harbe, why does he get to keep it after Shah Harbe? But should for the Kapti Adadi? And Tais answers, no, the Chilalim Yakbid, eventually he is Makbid. So they read back that that's what Tosfos meant in the first place. Since eventually he is makbid, so by Shah Harbe, he has a raya from the Midulay Mikhur. And once he has, and with the raya, katayna lakachti. And if he katayna lakachti, then he katayna banisi, migad lakachti. Yeah, and if Kreger asks, if he has a raya Midulay Mikhur, he doesn't need the migad, he katayna banisi straight with the raya. That's Rabbi Kreger's problem. So therefore, that's the Gemara's teretz. That's why, had it not been for the Lefichach and the Anansari, I would have said that by Shah Harbe, you could tie in a Lekachti, and if you could tie in a Lekachti, then you could tie in a Benisi, Migad Lekachti. Comes along the Lefichach and says, no, but we're so sure that he would not have built the wall by himself, because why would anybody build a wall by himself if you could force the other guy to participate? So therefore, despite the Migoy, we say, Amokam Bavanim Shoshteim, because it's a Migoy B'mokam Eidim. If he'll say Lekachti, he'll win. But if he says Banisi, Migad Lekachti, it's a Migad B'mokam Eidim. The Migad doesn't. He has the Migad. The Migad is there, but it's a Migad B'mokam Eidim. So, Mashiach, what's that? With that? So the Mashiach asks, okay, so it comes out that by Shah Harbe you do win. If Il Moli the Lefichach by Shah Harbe you would win. Il Moli the Lefichach by Shah Harbe you would win. That's why the Mishnah says Lefichach, to tell me that by Shah Harbe you lose, Migad B'mokam Eidim. But if not for the Lefichach, by Shah Harbe you would win. Banisi Migad Lekachti. So ask the Mashah, so one second. So by a Biko, where there's no Lefichach, then by Shah Harbe you do win. That's what'll come out. The only reason by a Chotzer, there's a Lefichach, so Shah Harbe you lose. Migad Lekamein. But by Biko, where there's no Anan Sadi, if you have a wall without a Chazus, and it was Shah Harbe, you would lose. So, what's the Gemara's kasha? Lo yaseh chazus lo lezeh lo lezeh. Don't make a chazus at all. What do you mean? You have to make a chazus. You need a chazus lezeh lezeh. You need a chazus, a double chazus. Because if you're not going to make any chazus, and it'll fall over, And it'll be Shah Harbe, so he's going to be able to have an Isi Migdal Hachti. So you better make a double chazos. He shouldn't be able to. So the Mashal answer is that for that we don't need to make a double chazos because don't be Shah Harbe. What do you mean? It's AC. Instead of making double chazos, just don't be Mashah Harbe. I mean, you want to. We need to make a takana that people are so lazy that they're going to be shaharbe. But the Ksais in Kufnun Ches Gimel says that he thinks that even if we'll that the Gemara that's not a reason to make a double chazus, because for that a double chazus won't help, because if he has a miga beats a double chazus, a miga beats a chazus. If it's not Shah Harbe, then I don't need the double chazas. And if it is Shah Harbe, then I'll have a migli. And if he has a migli, then the double chazas is not going to help him. So you better discard the. You better not let it be Shah Harbe. Because if you're going to let it be Shah Harbe, then you better not let it be Shah Harbe. Because if it'll be Shah Harbe, then he's going to have a migli. And if he'll have a migli, then he'll win even after the chazas. So that's the Gemara's answer is no, but a Rami might make a chazus and then he'll win in the short term. So you have to make a double chazus so that for the Rami. But upon him, it's the machlekes, the pekitz, the machlekes, the tzais, the mashah. It's the get the pshat and tzais. They're very, very end of tzais. There's machlekes, mashah. Bottom line is what? It's not mufurshim tzais either way. Bottom line is when you have a conflict in a migoy and a lefichoch. That tastes varies. That's a miga moka made. And lefichuk is an ansari. It's miga moka made and miga loses. What if you have a conflict between a migoy and a double and a chazus? A miga and a chazus. A double chazus or even a single chazus. Let's say the chazus says that it's Reuben's, but then it's shah happy by Shimon. So you have a conflict between the migoy and the chazus. So the mashah holds, the chazus wins. Chazus is like an ansari. And the tzais holds that a chazus is not like Eidim. Chazus is a tekan de rabbanon. It's not as strong as amiga. Amiga beats a chazus.
The chazus weaker than ansadi.
Yeah, that's what follows. The ksais holds on ansadi is a deraisa, so that beats amiga. Amiga mocha made him, but the chazus is just a de rabbanon and it's not as strong as amiga. Yeah. Okay. So it's, I guess it's negel ma'ase if you ever have a chazus, but it's. It's going to be very. It's also just interesting. We'll see in there the pshat in Tesis, the last line in Tesis, but not the last line. But the very end of Tesis is Aval Bebiko, Im Shoah Harbe Hayinem and Leimer Shasoy Bemiga Debayomer Lekachtiyah. Felix says that last line means, but Bikim Shah Harbi Hinem and Lemish Asib Migadu Armalakhtiya, even if there's a chazus. That's what Tais is stressing. And Lafida Mashal, that's not what he means.
If Anansadi beats a chazus, why would anyone hold it as a chazus by chazus?
So there's never a steer with an Anansadi and a chazus.
If you hold that.
What would be if you had a steer between an Anansadi and a chazus?
Like
yeah, it's negated to the same issue. That's also an Amufishan Tais. What would be if you had a steer between an ansadi and a chazus? That's what Yerushalayim is talking about. What if Reuven built a chazus and a chazus? So that's what Yerushalayim say, that an ansadi would beat the chazus. Ban the Ran, they say that the chazus wouldn't help over there because it's an ansadi. That why would anybody build a chazus by himself in a chazus?
So when do we have a chazus by chazus? What's the case that applies?
Also in Chanami, the Ramban and the Ran say that that's why they weren't. That goes back to the very, very beginning. That the Ramban says like tiknu chazus b'chatz. So the Ramban says like tiknu chazus. I don't remember how much he says explicitly or implicitly. The Ramban and the Ran, they say that like tiknu chazus b'chatz because a chazus and a chatz is never going to help. Because even if you made a chazus, we wouldn't believe it because it's an Ran
Sadi. But according to you, Tosos, we have to agree to that. They said that v'dash Rashi, right? Or we said that v'dash Rashi.
They said in Rashi. I don't know if Tosos agrees to that.
Right.
Because since the tzais holds that an ansadi, that a migli beats a chazus, and an ansadi beats a migli, so it would have to follow that an ansadi would beat a chazus. Right, that's true. The Felix says. I think at the end of the day, we're not gonna come out like the Tzais. We're gonna come out like the Mashal, but it's still ahead of us. But the Hanum said right. Lefilik Tzais, you see an Ansari. We know that an Ansari be Semiga. That's Tzais Semiga Mokam Eidnim. And the Tzais is Mechadish that a Miga beats a Chazus because a Chazus is only the Rabban and a Miga is a Deraisa. Yeah, so Lefilik Tzais Hanum said it would come out that an Ansari would be the Chazus, which is the Rabban and the Rabban. But the Tzais agreed to that or not. There's a deek in Tysus, never mind the Cheshmet, but there's a deek in the Lashon Tysus that Tysus thinks they were Mesak in the Chazus and the Chatzah. Because Tysus says, the Lashon of Tysus is, the second line in Tysus, from Taymar, my ear yemishun the bayinim akaisel balkochem, but lav hochinami havishel shteim, I feel enough of the shus of the Chadmi now, kevin de ene Chazus loylezeh ve loylezeh. Since there's no Chazus, so who needs the lefichach? Since there's no chazus, so if it falls into one guy's rishus, he should even if there's no chazus, like the Gemara by Bika, since there's no chazus, you should win me sofik because it's tisa lachas neilah sofik. So it sounds like you win because there's no chazus, but if there would be a chazus, sounds like there is a takanas. It sounds in Tosfos like there is a takanas chazus in a chatzah.
But Balavach is if there would have been a lefichach. If there wouldn't have been a
lafika,
then there probably would have been.
No, but Tais is not going in the world. Tais is asking. You're right. Tais is going and he said, well, who needs the lafika? If there would be no lafika, then there would be chazis. Yeah, maybe that's what he means. Maybe it's not mukh the deal. That's a good point. Okay, these are minor issues, you know, hypothetical cases. Migo against the chazis. Okay, fine. That's the basic cheshbon of Devarim Taisus. So we'll go back and do it again. The things that I want to talk about, basically, in more detail, are first of all, the cheshbon of Taisus, what we worked out today, just worked to the pshat in Taisus. So this you have to mamish know cult. You know, to follow the cheshbon of Taisus, you have to know. This is an example where you should put the avodin in the Seder now. Is to make sure that you have the Shakla Vitaya of Taisus in your blood. So you should be able to speak out the Shakla Vitaya of Taisus and understanding what's the because the Cheshbon of Taisus is also a little bit tricky. Taisus has a big question, which is, you know, why do you need Lefichach? It's Yachanku anyway, like you see by Biko. That's his big question, why do you need Lefichach? But you see from the word of Dalai Mabez that once it's Yachalku, so it's Chalkum, that it's Chalkum Yisafik, even if it falls over, it's Chalkum Yisafik. Before he answers it, Taisus gets into a side question, which is, why is that true? What happened to, why don't I say that when it falls, it's Hametz Mechel Varaya, and he's Mechadish about Tvisha Shnei Lera Safik, and not Tvisha Shnei Lera Safik, and so on. Then he gets back to his main question, which was, why do I need Lefichuch? And he says an answer that is Nechanami, that's the Gemara's question, and the Gemara's answer is Shah Harbeh. And then he gets into another side question. What does Shohar Be help? But what happened to Shutzman Lekati Adodi? No, but to Chilo Elam Liakbid, eventually he is Makbid. So the way the Cheshbon of Taisus goes is a little bit tricky. Maybe it's good to put it down on paper. But you should have the Shakla Vitaya of Taisus is very, very clear. So what I want to talk about is three things. First of all, I want to talk about Rav Chaim Cohen. What's the Svara? That even though Tfisa back and forth helps, but once it's Chalad Nevi Yachalikul Liakzad Achar Kaychad, the svar of Chaim Cohen. I mean, Taisus Loshim Liyasad Afra Kaychet. Chaim Cohen is coming to the svar Leishtan Adin. He said it's the Taisus of Kufayim and Aleph that he's right of Chaim Cohen in the Pshat and Taisus. But what's the svar? So I want to talk about it a little bit. That belongs a lot to Lamed Hay, to the Sugi Lamed Hay that we did. That's number one. Number two, I want to talk about the Maram's Kasha. Shmuel Rozovsky's Mahalach, maybe we'll say a different Mahalach. About why in the beginning of Taisus he seems to ignore Shutvan Lekapti Adodi, and yet at the end of Taisus he is bothered about Shutvan Lekapti Adodi. What's the difference? And number three, Rabbi Kreger's kasha. Taisus makes a cheshbon that by Shal Harbe you can tie in a Lekachti, and once you can tie in a Lekachti, you can tie in a Benisi Miga de Lekachti. Who needs a Miga? If you have a riot, then if Shal Harbe is a riot, then tie in a Benisi straight. So those are the three things. Yeah, those are the main issues that the Olam is busy with in these places. So I want to talk them through. Yeah, so that's it. That's our work.